In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Oh, good day. It's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We are looking at Acts, the 8th chapter, the 1st verse. "And on that day, a great persecution arose against the church in Jerusalem." We must remember that the Lord Jesus Christ said that you were to preach the gospel from Jerusalem to Judea and Samaria. That you are my witnesses from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria, and then throughout all the ends of the earth. Now the persecution will arise in Jerusalem. Oh, you must know that as the gospel is being proclaimed, as people's lives are being changed, as people are being healed, we must know that the persecution will begin where they begin the witnessing, in Jerusalem. On that day, a great persecution arose against the church in Jerusalem. Now, what do you do when there is a persecution? The next line tells us, "And they were all scattered." That's the word, scattered. They were all scattered throughout the region of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. The apostles remained in Jerusalem. So we see that the persecution goes from Jerusalem, and now they're getting scattered to Judea and Samaria, just like Jesus said, "You shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea and Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth." Because of the persecution, the gospel will spread as the disciples are scattered to Judea and Samaria. Now, we know what's going to happen in Judea and Samaria. They will be persecuted, and we know what will also happen. Then they will go throughout the world. They will go throughout the world after they excise the head of James, the brother of the Lord. They will go throughout the world. Persecution becomes the catalyst of the proclamation of the gospel. Isn't that wonderful? God works all things together for the good to those who love him. Persecution becomes the catalyst for the spreading of the gospel. Persecution. Now, my question is there enough Christianity in you for you to be persecuted? Isn't that interesting? Is there enough of Jesus in you that you get persecuted? Is there enough of the love of God in you that you get persecuted? That's my question. Because you see, Christianity has been in the world and has become of the world. When I talk about persecution, it's not because you're making a lot of money like Benny Hinn makes a lot of money. I know he spreads the gospel, but he's making lots of money. They are persecuted because of the message, not because of the money. You understand what I'm saying? They are persecuted because of the message, not because of the money. So if Uncle Benny is being persecuted, it's not because of the message, it's because of the money. That's why they will persecute him. They will say, you know what, he's a shyster. I don't believe that he is. Personally, I do not believe that he is. But I don't want to be persecuted because I'm making money. I want to be persecuted because of the message. I want to be persecuted because of the cross. I want to be persecuted because of the resurrection. I want to be persecuted because Jesus Christ is Lord, and there's no other way to the Father but through him. I want to be persecuted because of Jesus, not because I'm getting rich on people's money. Understand what I'm saying? So these disciples were scattered throughout the region of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. The apostles stayed in Jerusalem until after the beheading of James. And then they too will be scattered throughout the ends of the earth. I love the word scattered, because it reminds me of seed. The way that they would plant the crop in those days was to scatter the seed. So they will become seed. They will become seed. They will become seed for the gospel. They will become what they proclaim. The word of God is seed. They become scattered seed, and they will proclaim the seed of the word of God from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria throughout all the ends of the earth. Isn't that amazing? God works all things together for the good to those who love him. Isn't that wonderful? That even the great persecution that arose in Jerusalem caused them to be like seed that was scattered to proclaim the word of God, which is seed, which will take root in Judea and Samaria. And then after the persecution continues, it will go throughout the ends of the earth. I wonder how many seminary students are persecuted. I wonder how many all denominations are persecuted. I really wonder. How many seminary students are persecuted? I wonder how many ministers are persecuted. I wonder how many priests are persecuted. I wonder how many deacons are persecuted. You see, when you play it safe, you don't get persecution. When you're part of the system, you don't get persecution. When you buck the system, because the system has become more like the world than the kingdom, then you get persecution. As you proclaim Jesus, the precious blood of Christ, the forgiveness of our sins, then you get persecuted. There is no persecution in most parish churches, I tell you, because most parish churches, Catholic, Protestant, and Orthodox, are no threat to Satan. You must remember that. In order to be persecuted, you have to throw Satan in the mix. He is the one that will shake the roots of the church. He is the one that inspired the great persecution in Jerusalem. He is the one that inspired the great persecution in Jerusalem. That's why they were scattered. But you see, when Satan is not in the mix, there is no persecution. And Satan comes in the mix when people start getting, rooted in the power of the blood, rooted in the power of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, rooted in the power of the Holy Ghost, okay? Then Satan is in the mix, and persecution begins to take place. But let me tell you this, Satan is not in the mix of most parish churches throughout the world. Satan is not in the mix of most Protestant, Catholic, Orthodox, Pentecostal, non-denominational. You want to know why? Because everybody plays it safe. It's all about playing it safe. And because we play it safe, there is no persecution. And because we play it safe, we are no threat to the devil. And because we play it safe, nothing happens. Isn't that nice? That nice. Nothing happens. Nothing. And you know what? That's just the way the devil wants it to be, that nothing would happen. So we see the church of Jesus Christ, the one holy Roman Catholic apostolic church of Jesus Christ, not in the midst of persecution, in reality, because of the spread of the gospel, in reality. We've been persecuted because we shifted priests that were sinners from one parish to another. And you know what? We should have been persecuted for that. But my next point is, we will not be persecuted because we will care for these priests, you see? Now that would cause persecution, and that would be Satan is in the mix. In the mix, you see? That these priests that have sinned, need not to be thrown out, but they need to be cared for. And the church should undoubtedly care for these priests. You understand what I'm saying? But we will not care for these priests, in all reality, because we don't want to be persecuted. Then Satan would be in the mix, because then we'd be doing the right thing. Do you understand what I'm saying? So simple. So we got persecuted because of our sin. We do not get persecuted because we're caring for these priests. And I'm saying we need to care for these priests. They are the anointed. I don't care what they did. They are the anointed. No, they should not be put from one parish to another, but they should be taken care of. But you see, there will be no persecution. Do you remember when John Salvi died? Do you remember that? Do you remember that? John Salvi was killed. Do you remember that? You also know Father Gagin was killed. Do you remember that? I remember. They were both killed in prison, John Salvi and Father Gagin. Remember that? I remember that. And so I spoke against it because they were killed. And, you know, if I'm pro-life, I'm pro-life for John Salvi as well as Father Gagin. Because pro-life means to be pro-life for everybody. All right? Now let me tell you what the church said. Nothing. When Salvi died, we said nothing. You know why? Because we would have been persecuted if we held up for life for Salvi. We would have been persecuted if we held up for life for Salvi. We would have. Because we would. The world would say, you know, he killed all those people in Planned Parenthood. Well, you know what? He did. And that was an evil act. But his life is worth the blood of Jesus. But we were completely quiet with John Salvi, politically correct. Not a word was said by the bishop, by the chancery, by anybody. You want to know why? Because then persecution would have ensued, and Satan would have been in the mix, you know. But no, we were quiet. And when Father Gagin was killed, and again, I said something, you know, I said something, and I said, shame on the church, because they will not stand up for life. Father Gagin's life is worth the bishop's life in the eyes of God. But no, not a word was said about Father Gagin, because they would have been persecuted. The church would have been persecuted because they stood up for life. So when I say the church is not pro-life, I want to tell you, if you're pro-life, you've got to be pro-life throughout. You know what I'm saying? You've got to be pro-life in every aspect. But you see, we are politically correct. Therefore, there will not be a persecution in the church, and Satan will not be in the mix, and there will not be the scattering of people to spread the gospel. Because in order to spread the gospel, you've got to have the gospel and persecution in the mix, and the devil's got to be on your tail. Understand what I mean? So we play it safe. It's all about safety. Safety for you and safety for me. I want to tell you, the center of Christianity is a cross. Jesus was not safe on the cross on Good Friday. We can preach the cross all we want, but unless we are living sacrifices, we're just going to go to hell. It's just as simple as that. And you know what? No one wants to be persecuted. No one wants the devil on their tail. But first of all, most of the church doesn't even believe in the devil, okay? Most priests and most ministers don't even believe in the devil. But you see, start preaching Jesus, start doing the right thing, and Satan will be on your tail. Believe me. I could write the book. But you know what? In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who has suffered for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh yeah, we're not going to be persecuted in the church because we want everyone to like us. Well, let me tell you this. Jesus said, when everyone speaks positive about you, you know you're not speaking the word of God. Simple as that. And you know what? Everybody hates us anyway. Why don't we just be who we are? And why don't we just be the Church of Jesus Christ? and not cover our backsides and do what we need to do. Because you know what? Then we will have the blessing of God. I thank God for the early church that was persecuted. And they were persecuted because Satan was in the mix. There is no Satan in our mix because he has most parishes, Catholic and Protestant, in his own pocket. They don't have any influence on the changing of people's hearts for the most part. Well, how can I prove that to you? Nobody goes to confession anymore. Priests, many priests don't believe in confession. That's right. Who goes to confession? Nobody sins, you see. So I'm going to just tell you, you know, all these things add up. Why do people need to repent? Because we're all so good, you know. We're all so good. I don't think so. Next line. Pious men buried Stephen and made a great lament over him. But Saul was ravaging the church. That Saul, who becomes Paul, entering house after house, he dragged off men and women and committed them to prison. Now those who were scattered went about preaching the word. Oh, thank you, Jesus, that the church was not afraid to continue to preach, was not afraid to continue to stand up for Jesus, was not afraid to continue to stand up for the truth. Thank you, God, that the church decided that it was better to be persecuted than to die in Jerusalem. Isn't that wonderful? It was better to be scattered than to be in Jerusalem. My Lord, I'm going to tell you what the church is in need of is a great persecution. A great persecution that will separate the men from the boys, those who have faith from those who don't. We are in need of a great persecution. Oh, yes. And then we will see who has the real faith, including myself. Then we will see if you have enough faith to be persecuted for. I wonder how much faith there is in our local churches, including my own and including in me. You only find out when persecution ensues. You only find out when persecution is in the mix. You only find out when Satan sees that you are worthy of persecution. Do you understand what I'm saying? I do. How much are you persecuted, boys and girls? Like, will you go out on this Tuesday to Planned Parenthood and stand there and pray the rosary? Will you? How many of you will go to Planned Parenthood on Tuesday? They need people on Tuesday. Will you endure a little persecution? Oh, I don't think so, because you were raised with silver spoons in your mouth. I'm calling people to go on a Tuesday to Planned Parenthood, 1055 Commonwealth Avenue, and go get some persecution. Let somebody give you the finger or the salute or whatever they call it. You know, why don't you do something to get some persecution? Sitting down feeling sorry for yourself, well, you know what, doesn't do any good. Why don't you go out to Planned Parenthood, 1055 Commonwealth Avenue on a Tuesday and go prove yourself to be a Christian. You go there, Satan will be in the mix. You'll get persecuted. Oh, yeah. But how many will get persecuted? Not the bishop. No, no, no. Not the Monsignore. No, no, no. Not the priest. No, no, no. They won't even talk about it. No, no, no. We're all pro-life. That's right, we march in Washington with balloons. Da 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 da. Yeah. How many will really go and get persecuted? How many have the real goods to be scattered to preach the gospel? How many are really, really Christians? How many are really, really repentant Catholics? How many? How many? That's my question. Including myself. How many? And so, I thank God for persecution. You know why? Because real persecution causes people to be scattered to preach the gospel, causes Satan to be on your tail, and causes God to show the victory. Hallelujah. God always is victorious in Jesus Christ. But most people will not play the game of risking. You know why? Because they don't have the faith. They don't have the faith. And I say again, how many seminarians are persecuted? When I was in the seminary, I was persecuted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was persecuted. Thank you, Jesus. Wasn't bad, you know. It wasn't bad. But I'm going to tell you a secret. The same people who persecuted me were the people, when they needed help, would knock on my door. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. And I never threw it in their face, because you know what? Love conquers all. Persecution is a blessing, but the church is covering its backside. We will not come out against the real issues. And because of that, we are more the world than the church. And that is why we are dying. I need to tell you, my friends, that this ministry, because of the economic problem, is in straits, and we are not able to pay our bills for April. We are $15,000 or $16,000 behind, and I will tell you that if we do not get money, I will go off stations, because I will not incur bills. It's as simple as that. I will not incur bills. I'm not into it. I'm not into incurring bills. So if this broadcast blesses you and I meet people, they tell me it blesses them, then you need to put up. Simple as that. I will not tell you how much to put up, because I'm not into that stuff. But I do need to hear from people. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. If you want me to continue to speak to you, then you need to put up. It's as simple as that. If not, you'll turn me on one day and I'm not on. I will not incur bills. I trust in the Lord. My soul trusts in his name. More than sentinels wait for the dawn, let Israel hope in the Lord. So you know what? I leave it to you to do what you need to do. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Today is Friday at 3 o'clock. We're going to be repenting for the church, for Father Tom's sins, for the parish sins, for the sins of the country, the sins of the state. We'll be at the Holy Rosary at 3 o'clock praying the divine mercy, and we'll call God to have mercy on us. We're going to call on the mercy of God today at Holy Rosary at 3 o'clock. We'll do the divine mercy, and then we will repent as we do the divine mercy, and after we do the divine mercy. So you're welcome to come and repent with us at 3 o'clock. We're having a repentance party. And you know what? We need repentance parties, I'll tell you. Tonight at Holy Rosary, we will have Mass at 7:30. I'll be celebrating Mass, followed by adoration of the Blessed Sacrament all night long. You're welcome to come. I don't know if you've been watching television, Metro PCS, and, you know, $30 for all the phone calls you need to make. $30. This is for people who are poor, that need a cell phone, that don't have to have their credit checked, and it's as simple as that. It's only $30. $30 a month, and I'm going to tell you, it's a buy. These phones come in very, very handy when you're in emergencies. Why pay $100 when you can pay $30? And I have someone at the rectory waiting to take your name, and this is the telephone number. You've seen Metro PCS on television. This is real. This is real. This is real. You dial 617-846-1210, 617-846-1210, 617-846-1210 during this economic problem that we're having. and we haven't started yet, don't pay $100 when you can pay $30. Even I know that's $70 every month. Don't pay $100 when you can pay $30. 617-846-1210. This is Holy Rosary Rectory you'll be calling, and somebody will take your name. 617-846-1210. This is for phones from Metro PCS. The first month is free. The only thing you have to do is buy the phone. And the phone is only $30. 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210. And let me also tell you about your roof. It's been raining, and if you're getting raindrops on your head, Jimmy the Roofer can help you, and that number is 617-846-1210. And he's honest, and he does a good job. 617-846-1210 for Metro PCS and Jimmy the Roofer. It is the rectory, and people will take your name. I need to tell you, I need to hear from you, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602 East, Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602 East, Boston, Mass. 02128. If we cannot pay our bills for the month, as the months go on, I will sing happy trails to you until we meet again. So, you do the best you can. I'm doing the best I can. And I preach under adversity sometimes, but you know what? Adversity means I must be doing something right. 617-846-1210, 617-846-1210, 617-846-1210. And also, we will be there in the church at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You're welcome to come and worship with us and to pray for the mercy of God, because we are in need of God's holy and awesome mercy. Tonight at 7:30, we have Mass at Holy Rosary, followed by Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. Remember, 617-846-1210. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.